Well, shit, Greg. That was a good show.
It was a good show. Somewhat shockingly compared to what we expected to have, but it was a good show.
I was expecting beers that were borderline crafty.
Yeah.
And no, there was no question in my mind that any of these were anything less than craft. They were full-flavored beers that there was no reservation in, like, oh, they could have done this or that.
Let's do some Amazon non-rest, and then we'll jump onto, I think, you know, Breaking Bad things before we jump up to Breaking Bad.
Yeah. We were debating whether to watch the show before we do the post-show, but really, other than being too late at night, I also think it's too soon to process. If we watch the show, walk down here and start talking about it, we're not going to have time to digest.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be an action-packed 75 minutes. Yikes. Amazon Anonymous. Did I ever thank you guys for using Amazon? I mean, it really does help us out.
Especially now that Amazon.com is gone, it's nice that you've gone to the trouble of going to Craftbreaker.com to Amazon. But, you know, it's pretty cool. Interesting, this thing.
Good stuff.
Something I see is very interesting. Anyway, I found something. You decide.
All right. Well, if you found something, you go first.
Samson Meteor Mic USB studio microphone. Someone has gone and record something.
Someone's going to take over our market with a podcast.
Well, who knows what they're going to record, but maybe they got their idea to record something from us. Maybe not, but still, I love the idea of people getting their voices out there,
mm-hmm.
no matter what they're talking about.
It's a cardioid microphone. It looks like it's a pretty decent thing. It's 4.5 stars.
Only $70. Not a bad idea. Now, mm-hmm. you know, I've approached Jeff at the idea of us going from these condenser mics.
Don't do that.
Sorry. From these condenser mics to lapel mics.
Lavalier mics.
Yeah. That we would then not have to deal with the issue of, you know, these pop filters, and we'd be able to move around a little bit more, maybe, and stuff like that. But right now we're using condenser mics. This is essentially a condenser mic.
Large 25mm diaphragm condenser for rich audio recording.
I still kind of like the idea of doing the lapel mics. There's something about it that appeals to me. I think part of it is that some of the sounds of, like, sniffing and stuff won't necessarily be picked up.
But you won't be able... You'll always be equidistant from the microphone. You won't be able to pull away and manage the sound by how far you are from the microphone.
True, which we do because these have a lot of carbonation in them, and we do get various... We get burpy moments, and we try to avoid burping on the mic. But regardless, this looks like a really cool mic, and
you can plug it into your iPad? Record right on your iPad?
Nice. It's got a cool sort of tripod thing. Tripod, not bad.
Yeah. Yep.
You said iPad, so I said tripod. And
I gotcha.
The whole thing just went down the stairs.
You plug a headphone into the back of it, so it has a monitor right there. Not a bad thing. Hey, who bought that? Tell us what you're doing.
It's frequently bought with a clamp-on microphone pop filter, the same kind that we use, and a stand. So, kind of cool. Yeah, I think that's a cool-looking mic. It looks really cool. So, there you go. That's my Amazon Anonymous for this week.
All right.
Jeff.
Someone bought a off-market Apple. What? I can't even get to the link.
Yeah, they're not selling it anymore. I was gonna point out that because I have one that broke. So
someone bought a pay for save replacement 60-watt MagSafe power adapter charger for Apple MacBook L-shaped connector 13 to 15-17 inches, but the link is dead. We're sorry. The web address you entered is non-functioning page on our site. Amazon.com. That's because Amazon turned off their shit. needs to be craftbeerwriter.com/Amazon. All right, so I guess I'm not doing that. Don't buy black market Apple stuff. It'll burn your house down. Let's see. What's this? Is this good? Yeah, kind of boring.
Linda's been running all day.
It's all right. So I guess I'm going to have to go with the Markel 6079 Small White Steps 100% Premium Recycled 2-Ply Bath Tissue Rolls 336 Sheets Case of 48. Someone spent $27.99 and bought 48 rolls of toilet paper.
That's a damn good price for 48 rolls of toilet paper. I mean, yeah, that'll last you 2 or 3 weeks.
It gets 4.5 stars, 9 customer reviews. We're going to check out the reviews on the toilet paper. Let's see. The best review, recycled. What can I say about toilet paper? I was delivered on time and gets the job done. Not too soft, and that's a good thing for me. Cutting down fewer trees feels good, too. It could be rolled a little tighter so you get more per roll. So he was delivered on time. It's not too soft, so it scratches his bum enough. And it saves trees.
Call me an anti-masochist, but I love the quilted northern where it just feels as nice as paper can feel on your butt.
I grew up a Scott tissue, you know, with a single ply or double ply, you know, sanity paper. And you would have to take a big old ball of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And we've been getting the, you know, quadruple ply quilted stuff. And you can get away with like 3 sheets.
Yeah.
And get a wipe out of it. So it all balances out in the end. Hardest part is learning that you don't have to grab an arm length of toilet paper.
I mean, I've known that from when I was a kid, so that doesn't surprise me that much.
Yeah, but for me, I used to have to grab an arm's length.
And I have to do that, then you have to get the single ply. And, oh, God, that's the worst.
Yeah,
but the most helpful review here is a 2-star review. Gets the job done, but revised nose softness, very thin. Need to grab a handful as opposed to a few sheets. Yeah, I would recommend a nice quilted one because A, your ass deserves it. B, are you really saving that much on paper? Consider all the things that you use paper for. I mean, I'm using tons of paper for tissues. I'm using tons of paper for. And nearly everything I can think of is printed into some type of paper. Paperless society, my ass. We have more paper than ever.
Think about the
stuff that comes out of the gas pump when you pump it. You know, and you get the receipt. Think about the cards that we use for parking.
So Brenda says it is always in perfect shape when I get it, and to me, it's really worth it. The toilet paper is soft yet strong, and this case is all I need to get me through the month.
And also, I have a thing against the whole. I mean, I don't have a thing against recycled necessarily.
She goes through 48 rolls of toilet paper in 30 days.
Maybe she has a large family. but you know, so I don't have a thing against necessarily recycled thing, particularly something like bauxite, where, you know, it costs more to get, you know, aluminum out of bauxite than it does to do recycling. I think it's a good thing. But paper. When you buy paper, you order more trees to be planted. It's really not a problem. The quantity of paper that's available is not a problem.
I would have presumed most toilet paper was already recycled, but I guess you're saying the fancy.
I mean, regardless, when anything that whenever you make paper, you are ordering or you make anything out of wood, you are ordering more trees to be planted. So that's not a problem. I mean, that's an easily renewable resource. That's one of the definitions of easily renewable. You plant some trees, you let the air contribute the carbon dioxide.
I wonder if you can make toilet paper out of bamboo, right? Because the shit grows so fast, right? You want to use the fast-growing, easy-to-grow shit.
I don't know if that would work. I mean, as well as you might think. Although, frankly, the best way to clean your butt is with a bidet, as Shane would no doubt say. But then again, there is something somewhat obscene about the fact that, it's funny when I see these huge fountains and they're spewing water everywhere, and I'm thinking like people in like Somalia. And, like, you know, I can barely get clean water. And like, oh, yeah, we're shooting it out of our fountains.
Well, you can buy...
Just to show the kind of excess we have. And we're sticking up our ass. And yeah, the clean water that we have, a lot of it goes in the toilet and we just dump our shit and our piss in there. And no, we don't save it. We don't like shit mm-hmm. and piss and save it. We flush every single time. We do a little bit of piss, a tiny little poop. Mm-hmm. We flush it.
That's why we need more gray water systems. But anyway, I searched for bamboo toilet paper, and on Alibaba.com, the place where all the Chinese manufacturers are looking for stuff, you can buy 1,000 rolls of ultra soft white toilet paper tissue, which probably has bamboo in it, for 13 cents a roll.
So what you have to wonder at that point is, what do they treat that hard, stiff bamboo with? That it turns into something soft, and then, you know, is that... But then again, what do they treat? The regular, you know...
Look, the late... There's not an English character on the packaging. Yeah,
I don't know. But then again, what do they treat regular wood with to turn into tissue paper? So who knows? Who knows?
100% virgin wood pulp toilet tissue. OEM, welcome.
Ooh, they're virgins, huh?
It's from Guangdong, China.
Virgins.
And I have...
I mean, I like myself an experienced one.
Someone from the site just... One of those online chat things. How can I help you buy the toilet paper?
Ask, is it made of bamboo?
Oh, but then I'll probably have to get my email address and shit. No, not here. Bamboo toilet paper.
My favorite kind of bamboo toilet paper is... bamboo toilet paper. That was a really weird sentence. Okay, so I have the high... I have both Breaking Bad versions. So
okay.
The high quality and low quality.
Low quality is plenty for the screen we're watching it on, so just pull that one down.
It's all ready.
Oh, you already got it in your laptop, huh?
Already down.
You want some of this?
Sure.
I figured you would. Anything else you want to talk about before we go break some bad?
I think people will understand if we're sort of anxious to jump up and watch it. And also, Jeff, I mean, it's Sunday. Jeff has to work tomorrow. Let's not keep him too long. We'll be back Saturday next week, so we'll have more time to talk about other stuff.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.